Rangers Rambles.
Because of the whole echo situation.
Yeah, yep. That's
yeah,
about
we're live.
Right, though. But hey, we're back on the air, and despite things getting dicey, we're here to deliver you a show. Welcome back, everyone, to the next episode of the Furry Raiders podcast. I am Jolt, chief host of the show, and you know, by some crazy miracle, Avira has made it.
By some crazy miracle, yes, I was very concerned earlier. I was having some technical issues, but yes, I am here. Thank you very much, Cross. Big shout out to you. Amazing.
Oh, and please do say, introduce yourself. Right? Just say hi.
I'm the miracle.
Hey, guys. It's
very,
me,
very
Hedgehog.
Yes,
that
he
is very understated. But anyway, it's because this is so crazy, you know, our last host for today is Mikhail.
Hello.
It's good to have you all back.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
Crazy circumstances call for crazy things, but you know what? Here we are. So, shall we begin then? Today is what day exactly in the calendar?
Good Friday. Well, according to some people, out here in the West at least, you, it's Saturday.
Yes, it is the Easter season. And let us not forget why it exists, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because something tragic happened, as we all know.
Yeah, that led up to it, too. The great tragedy that surrounded it, though, was actually a miracle in truth. So the topic here that we're going to go right now to is quite the tragedy. By now, you have all heard that the cathedral at Notre Dame has gone ablaze.
Mm-hmm.
For some weird reason.
Indeed,
yeah.
It has.
And not only that, but other churches have also been burning as well, because a month prior, I think one of the other main cathedrals burned. In
this year,
but
875 churches have been attacked in various ways. But when it comes to the Notre Dame, it began construction in 1163 AD and finished construction in 1345. The spire was added in the late 19th century.
So
very fascinating stuff.
So it also completed construction in 1345, huh? 2 days before the Black Death ravaged through Europe.
Which is weird.
That's coincidental, I would imagine.
Perhaps it isn't, though, but sometimes you learn some events aren't coincidental and have a purpose, though. But at the end of the day, though, it's quite tragic that over 800 years of human and, you know, European and civilizational history has literally just gone in the fire.
More or less. Yeah, the entire roof collapsed, of course, we all saw that, but they were able to save some precious artifacts.
Oh, yeah.
And there are some very interesting things. I don't know if you guys knew this, but the alleged crown of thorns that Jesus wore.
Yes, that
his crucifixion
that
was at Notre Dame, and they saved it.
Yeah, freaking! I think I've heard like the firefighters are actually going in there, start forming a human chain to get the precious artifacts out.
Yeah, I mean, we can't lose that kind of history.
It's like this is the one thing that we can't lose.
Even the weird thing is all too that a lot of people, you know, well, some group of people really want that type of history destroyed.
Well, we'll get to that in a minute, but at the end of the day, yes, the important thing is all the artifacts of Notre Dame have indeed been saved. The Crown of Thorns is saved. And a lot, yes.
And that's a miracle in itself, considering how fast this fire spread.
the treasure of the cathedral is intact. The holy sacraments, the works of art. I mean, yes, there's quite a bit of artwork that's gone.
But hey, everybody was cheering at the firefighters, one, because they helped save the artifacts, and two, after the fire was put out, pretty much every Christian wanted to kiss them at that point.
Yeah, God bless them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, no one died in this fire, thankfully.
It's thankfully, crazy. Indeed.
This parish statistically has about over 500,000 attendings. And it does. I mean, like, they're a part of that parish now. Not everybody goes to church on every single Sunday, but that's what the stats say. The fire happened after everybody had left, more or less. So there wasn't really anyone inside at the time. And there was a few people, but everyone got out.
Yes, but how long was the fire burning for again? How long,
Probably around 8 hours, at least. Maybe, yeah, around 8, I would say. It took a while, because they did not have the means to put out fires that were so high on the roof.
Oh, do tell.
I shall. Notre Dame was actually the tallest building in Paris for several centuries until the Eiffel Tower was erected in the 1800s. So for a very long time, this was one of the largest buildings in the entire city that kind of overlooked Paris on Isle des Cités on the Seine River. Mm-hmm. Or the River Seine, or however you want to pronounce it. I'm not very good at French.
Also, I think I remember sometime during like the French Revolution, the cathedral was actually damaged a bit, but it got repaired afterwards once the Republic was formed.
Yeah, it's been through a lot. The revolution, world wars, bombings, everything.
Even so, the cathedral too, right? In Notre Dame.
They're saying it can be saved.
Yeah, that's a good part. Yeah, it's a good part of it.
Well, yeah, like the structure was fine. Really, just I guess it would just be the roof. Mostly it was on the renovations and things like that anyway.
But you
look at the building now, like the building is still standing. There's just parts of it that collapsed, but it's by no means damaged beyond repair.
Yeah, thankfully most of it was stone.
And it is indeed repairable too. But speaking of repairing and rebuilding Notre Dame, yeah, you would never have to you'd never have to stand for something like as crazy as what the Rolling Stone even suggested how they rebuild in Notre Dame.
How should France rebuild Notre Dame? Oh, really now?
Hiring a contractor.
Well, no, that's the, I mean, look, logical ways to do, is to use contractors and so forth. But it goes much deeper than that, because the Notre Dame is a symbol of France. It is literally, there is just something special about it that,
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. One of the most visited places on earth, one of the most major tourist attractions. I mean, like, Notre Dame is like one of the most famous buildings there is.
The 800-year-old monument in Paris.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Right, but the thing is too, Rolling Stone unfortunately disagrees that if they tried rebuilding it in the same kind of structure, that they'd repeat the same mistake.
Well, you have to figure out what started the fire in order to determine whether or not it would be the same mistake.
Exactly. If it was arson or not, if it was like some sort of malfunction.
I think probably what it was, because of how much renovation was under, there was probably a piece of equipment that malfunctioned or something. And it's
quite
true.
More than likely, that's probably what it was.
There's a lot of talk about it, too. Like, mm-hmm.
Even all the charred, the burnt wood on the floor kind of does remind me a bit of flux paint, as I noted in the comments section.
Yes. Shit meme dank post is saying repair it with flex tape. Yeah, that'll do it.
There's an idea.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you're the contractor. You start tomorrow.
Yeah, right? You're hired.
On the bright side, at least if the cause of fire was electrical, with flex tape, since it's rubber, at least it would stop the electrical conduction to the dome where it got a fire, right? No.
Well, it would smell like shit.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. It'll smell burning rubber. It's not a pleasant smell.
Oh, I would imagine.
Mm-mm.
JB Weld.
That's even worse.
Yeah, that's but plastic. At the end of the day, though, we're going to touch on a little controversial topic because now everybody is literally going on about what if the cathedral wasn't reconstructed in that ancient, you know, architectural style that made it the symbol that it is today.
Then and, a lot you know, of people would be pissed off.
You know.
Yeah, but can you rebuild it in that fashion? Is there anybody that knows how to make, like, how to build buildings like that anymore?
Not stonemasonry, really. I mean, you know, here's the thing. Like, this cathedral was built over the course of roughly 300 years. So there were generations of people, you know, fathers taught their sons how to masonry, and you know, entire families worked on this thing, on the arches, on the facade, everything. So it's kind of a lost art, really. Like, this is a classic Gothic cathedral.
Yes.
It's very difficult to find that kind of a skill.
Maybe over in Europe it's still over there just because of how just normal everyday buildings are, because it's a lot different than the United States. Because they still use concrete and things like that. But I don't know if you could rebuild it to what it was.
I mean, the same structure, the same layout, it is very much possible. Maybe they might have a few modern features, but it needs its heart, it needs its soul, it needs that something that makes it unique.
Yeah, you just find somebody that can do it. That's the thing. I think what the struggle is going to be, finding somebody that actually knows how to construct buildings like that.
And if it even would be similar to what it used to be, which is an important part.
But
sure, nowadays we got... I mean, I was going to say that sure, nowadays you got, let's say, much different methods of building stuff and everything that, in a way, could be applied to whatever the case would be, but it would still have to take, like, a very, very long time to see how it all works out.
You know, it's funny, like, on a little similar note, that they've also launched a design competition to try and come up with a new design for the Notre Dame.
Did they really?
Oh,
yeah.
Submitted. I'm guessing that somebody submitted a mask just to troll people.
Look, the most popular picture I have ever seen thus far is literally Notre Dame, but in brutalist reconstruction.
Oh,
look! I'll show you. I will show you. I will show you this to you, though.
I don't know. It's. What's it gonna look like?
Brutalist reconstruction.
Yep.
What the fuck is that?
Oh,
that looks like vomit. That looks like vomit.
It's easily the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Obviously, it's some kind of a troll, but it's so funny.
It looks bad in so many ways.
It is.
Even for a modern skyscraper,
that looks horrible.
Why?
Anyway,
it looks horrible. I hate it.
Yes. Well, at least it's not like Islamic minarets.
No. The thing is, Rolling Stone had made no secret that they claim that being French and all that is different now, and that they can de-Christianize the Notre Dame.
No, you can't.
Really now?
Liars. Rolling Stone are liars.
Oh, God.
How do you de-Christianize the Notre Dame? I mean, like, really? What the heck is wrong with these people?
That's like de-Islamifying whatever, Mecca. I don't know if these de-Islamifying is an actual term, but that's like saying, yeah, Mecca's not an Islamic thing anymore. Like, doesn't work.
Yeah, it's for everybody. Yeah. Everybody. Hey. All the Jews and Christians and Buddhists can go to Mecca now. It's not a Muslim country.
Yeah, it is. City. Look, it is a church, and people are going to, really, they're going to, the French are going to go ape, if anything otherwise.
But not only is it a symbol of religion, Christianity, and all that, but it's also a very big national symbol for France, too. It gives a cultural value to it. And, like, replacing it with something else? Are you fucking mental?
I mean, Macron might be.
I don't know. He may be saying it to stay relevant, but hey. Anyway, though, just as a descriptor of the brutalist, you know, Notre Dame, it looks like a dystopian office complex.
Well,
according to, you know, Red,
right? Like,
you're not wrong.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong. But hey,
wait,
what is it?
Says Ifeos Gash says something. An Islamist was arrested a few days before the burning of Notre Dame for planning an attack on Notre Dame.
I mean,
well, yeah, that's
pretty incriminating. That sort of thing is not, yeah, I mean, look, it's not, you know, you can't talk about that. Like, you know how many times Fox News had to censor twice, like, cut the call twice when somebody suggested that the burning was intentional.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people still suspect, you know, so
I honestly
a lot of people are also not taking chances, nonetheless.
What was that, Cross?
I said, I honestly do not think it was intentional. I think it's like I said before, it's probably because of all the renovations it was going under, somebody wasn't paying attention and left something around that shouldn't have been around, and it just sparked, or there was, I mean, I don't really know a whole lot about construction like that. So I don't know if it could have been like a malfunctioning piece of equipment or if it was just something that was laying out in the open and then somehow it started to fall. I don't think it was intentional. I think it was accidental.
I think there's also some ideas being thrown around at the moment, though, but we'll have to get to the... I'm willing to wait to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, if you saw the images of the church burning, there was scaffolding across the entire building. They were doing massive renovations, especially like on the roof and stuff, you know, because it's like older wood and they're trying to replace some stuff. So,
because
bugs
and termites like to eat wood.
Yeah, especially when you're dealing with a building like that's older like that. Like, I'm sure it was, you know, they did regular maintenance and upkeep on it. But, you know, when you're talking about renovating something, you're getting down to the structure. I mean,
yeah, it probably was an accident.
Yeah.
But I mean, who knows what could have been up there? Like they could have been maybe, all right, so this happened at my school once. There was a fire on the roof of my school. What happened was they were doing renovations on the roof. They had like this tar machine and it exploded.
Oh.
Basically, they were trying to waterproof the ceiling. And they had like this tar machine. They're like, you know, putting tar over like the ceiling of the entire school. And one day it just exploded. And, you know, it was black smoke everywhere. And the fire was pretty bad. And, you know, tar is, you know, it's wet and stuff. It's very flammable.
So it was the smell too.
That was gross.
But
that was a big deal.
But anyway, just before we move on, Inu came up with this thing in that comment. What a shame if the fire was due to someone at Samsung Galaxy S9 or their vape mod battery exploding. Dude, what about the old Note 2? Oh, God.
That's realistic. Yeah, I relate.
But yeah, it's all just open up in the air. But hey.
And, Sparky says some Islamists celebrated it.
Yeah, but just as a quick note to it. Yeah, that's true. And
yeah,
that's actually true.
They were celebrating it, and it was very sickening.
Yeah. They were saying, like, Allah is grand, and...
Oh, really?
Yeah, but you know what I find interesting about that is that people will say, oh, you know, an Islamist is celebrating the burning of a church, but meanwhile, you have mosques over in Iraq and shit that are getting blown up and shot at and shit, and like, there's people in this country that are like, oh, yeah, that's great, get rid of all of them. Like, you have that,
true.
You have that both ways, so
you have a divide.
Yeah, you can't say, oh, yeah, it's an Islamist thing, they're celebrating the burning of a church. No, there's people over here that celebrate the destruction of mosques and temples and shit like that too. So
it's got to be fair, and it's just best, you know. But at the end of the day,
is that there was somebody that was caught bringing gasoline jugs into the St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York.
I read that. It's very suspect. And he also apparently became a teacher for it or something like that.
Yeah, something. I didn't really read too much into it, but I know I saw that. I was like,
it's a spec though, and there's something bigger going on. And I'd like to say in a closing statement, but with that said, I think we will be ready to move on to the next item of the show,
which would be the PlayStation platform, correct?
Sony in general, that is true, because PlayStation 5 specs have indeed been revealed.
includes
I can't believe this is a thing.
8K, 3D audio, SSD, and backwards compatibility. Okay, that's good.
And in this soon, too, in 2019. No, but... Yeah.
Ooh.
From the look of things, yeah, I mean, they're really going all out for things that nobody really ever has or uses a lot. Like, 8K, never heard of anybody who uses it.
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah.
I don't think 8K? It even exists.
Do we really need 8K? I mean, like, does the human eye even, like, comprehend that kind of
I mean, look, if you wanted to game at if you wanted to game at a movie theater using the big screen...
I'm pretty sure there's some billionaires with TVs that big that actually do that. I would imagine.
Yeah, it's probably new technology that'll be affordable for us in like, you know, 3 years, just like 4K was. Like,
yeah, or maybe a decade.
Like TVs. Like my mother had a actually I think it's still the same TV. It's like a 52-inch screen like HD TV that she spent several grand on like when it first came out. Now you can go buy a 52-inch 4K HD TV for like nothing.
Wow. Right. They want to pioneer the future, but I'm not sure if it's the best way to go about it. It's really a long-term a long-term future-proofing solution. Like no doubt about it too.
Indeed.
This is very strange to me. I mean, couldn't they like name it something else? I mean, like the PlayStation 5? I mean, like
look, the thing is, at least at least they have no no strange naming schemes like the Xbox has. They're consistent.
Yeah, but like at least they tried to make it a little bit different, you know? It's like the PlayStation.
Look, it's all in the design and the thing. But you know what I was thingoed about though, what I was quite weird about? No backwards compatibility with PS4 titles.
Which and just that?
Look, I mean PS3 had no finger because of they switched to Blu-ray. PS4. I don't know why they couldn't run PS3 titles again. Just now,
I think they just chose not to.
Yeah.
I mean, is it going to be that much?
Yeah. But at least you know what though. There's a point. One of the live comments say like, remember PS3? Pioneered the Blu-ray. People eventually followed. Now PS5 wants to do 8K. They'll eventually follow.
Good lord.
But at the end of the day, though, like, I don't know if this is this really the thing that where gaming is headed?
What, like, constant sequels?
Well, don't forget, consoles are not like computers. You can't rip them apart and put in better, hardware in them. You can't rip apart a PS4 and throw in a better graphics card or throw in a bigger power supply and say, okay, now we can do all these things with 8K. It's like, you're going to have to build something better.
Yes. I mean, like you get what you pay for.
PC, you can rip out the power supply. You can rip out the graphics card. You can rip out the sound card. You can do all these things, but with consoles, you can't do it. So that's why they have to come out with a new one every 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, right? I mean, I have a PS3. Now, I remember when the PS4 came out, and I was like, wow, that's so super futuristic. But now we got the PS5? I mean, like, how different is it really going to be? Like, it just seems like it's just upgraded a little bit.
Fast booting and so forth. But... But on that little, just to put it aside though, the competition is coming out with Xbox One S All Digital, acronymed SAD.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's the one where it's like a discless console,
yes.
Right?
Discless.
Yeah.
I hate discless so much.
It's like they wanted to try and copy the Steam Box or something. And only games from the Xbox, from the Microsoft Store. And, this is what you get.
It's coming. It's going to eventually be everything is going to be digital. The days of an actual hard copy disc game. I mean, look at like music CDs. I mean, you could still go out and get them, but nobody really makes them because you just buy buy music digitally now.
Yeah, nobody uses CDs. I mean, we just download them. And we just have
modern day cars, like cars that are being built now, they don't have CD players in them. They just have a USB port for your iPod or whatever. They now just it right to your phone. Like, There's cars that are being built without CD players. It's just the way it is. Everything's moving digital, which is nothing wrong with it. It's just it's something that we have to adapt to.
It's a natural progression. We understand.
As long as there's no Skynet involved, then we're all good.
Yes, but like, can I speak? You know, for a little bit of that case, and know the downside of it. Because sure, I get, you know, that discless, you know, could have played every time and whatnot, right? But problem is, you know, we have some platform like Epic Games, which you cannot play games offline for one. And for two, if someone actually breaks into your account and fucks everything up, well, guess what? You're fucked. There might not be even a way to anyone to help out as well.
Something they've got to work on for sure.
Exactly. I think personally, we're all too primitive, you know, to be delving into that stuff so soon.
I've had problems with my Xbox account with digital games and things like that. You just call up their support team and they fix it for you.
But the problem is, if their support team, you know, ask for like a, I don't know, your credit card, you don't have anything right now, and that kind of stuff, right? Or hey, you might call someone up who say they might be, you know, like from the team support, but hey, they might just run off with your account and your credit card number. You know what I mean?
People don't do that.
Be freaking nihilistic on that stuff.
Oh, I am a nihilist,
dude. You need something better than that. But anyway, that's neither here nor there, because like the Sony thing has also got a lot. There's a lot that's happening too. And you know what? They've been under this rope. Everyone now knows that they've
what
been
the
under
fuck?
This censorship. Sony
They're
says
now...
yes. Yeah.
Oh, this is funny. This is really funny.
As you go down, you'll see basically how freaking the Nintendo Switch is actually still sticking to the age requirement standard. You know, they're still going to show boobs and violence and all that, but PlayStation 4, no. If you scroll down, you'll see that sunlight is covering their boobs.
Well, one of the
and what's the problem on that?
Right there, see.
Yeah, and you know why? Because one of the executives said it's because of the rise of the Me Too movement and that this is demeaning to women or something. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought feminists were supposed to be sex positive and they wanted to show off their bodies. So what's wrong with this?
Look, they said Sony is basically saying, remember, like on the headline, Sony did this to protect children, quote unquote.
Oh, ho.
So don't let kids buy mature games. I mean, where are your parents? Seriously.
Even so, and, with all the kids playing Grand Theft Auto and Call of Duty and that kind of stuff.
But that's the thing, though. Like, the parents, they spoil their kids rotten, you know? And then when they go freaking and play, they do stuff and they games and all that, start talking, saying stuff that they don't want them to hear. It's like they lose their shit and they go complain to the game developers about it. It's like, but you bought the game for them in the first place.
Yeah, but it's a lot different now too, because I think I was maybe 12 years old when I got, like, my mother bought me Grand Theft Auto 3.
I also
grew up in the time where if I said something that my mother didn't like, she smacked the living crap out of me. So
ouch.
I always made sure that I didn't say things like that because I did not want to get smacked. So, and then, I still did it, and I would get smacked, and I would wonder why bad things happen to good people, but, you know.
That was not
very smart, but, you know.
I remember, too. I mean, I was playing Grand Theft Auto games as a teenager as well.
I was playing, I played Grand Theft Auto Vice City when I was 8 years old.
Eight?
Yes, I were the kids in my, when I was in primary school,
yeah.
We were playing Grand Theft Auto.
What the heck?
It's because my mom was like, "Well, as long as you don't do anything in the game, or as long as I don't get a phone call from the school about anything funny, it's all good."
Everybody plays shooting. Is my one of the first video games I ever played.
My mom actually saw that it was actually kind of helping me with my stress, so she's like, "Okay, as long as he's taking you out on the game, it's all good."
So one of the first video games I ever played was a game called G Police on the PC, and it's, what you did, you flew like a futuristic helicopter kind of thing, and you shot people with it. Like, I was probably 6 or 7 years old. Like, it was a game. We knew it was a game. We knew it wasn't real. Like, for some reason, that's getting lost in the translation.
That's something that they've kind of lost touch with as well.
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah.
It's crazy, you know, how sensitive people are nowadays.
Like, and also irresponsible people, like ruining it for the more responsible people.
They're like, oh, well, violent video games, you know, they cause school shootings. Yeah, bullshit.
Yeah, I never once shot up. Yeah.
Me neither.
Yeah, me neither. It's a lot of bullshit.
It's almost like therapy, too. Like, let's say if you do have violent tendencies, you can take it out on, you know, NPCs and shit.
Yeah, they're a very good stress reliever, too.
Yeah, you can take it out on NPCs.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, we do not advocate for this in the real world.
I'm just joking.
Oh, yeah, fuck the NPCs, whatever.
You're cold.
Man, that went brutal.
Anyways.
There's still a little bit more to the story as well, because the censorship row is also costing Japanese developers a lot of money.
True.
Like, first you have the you made the effort. Like, I mean, when the whole, you know, Sony is censoring boobs came out, though, like, they have to make the effort. They have to pay the animators to, you know, to censor them off.
Oh, yeah. Someone brought up a good post. Shit meme dank post. Actually, NPCs take it out on you.
Oof. Yeah, true.
I've said enough random thought to know that that's true.
That is true. In the real world, that's good. That is
touché.
Also, not to mention all too, like, all these people say that, oh, boobs in a video game character is demeaning for a real-life woman, yada, yada, yada. I think that comes from a certain crowd that is not a consumer of a product and only wants to see... Yeah, they just want to just destroy the product for their own pleasure.
Precisely. It's also very hypocritical, you know, because like I said before, you know, feminists, like, they typically want, you know, to be sex positive and, you know, show off our bodies and whatever. Women are not objects and they want to, you know, present themselves and whatnot. So I don't know why they have a problem with this. You know, don't they want to, you know, be appealing and attractive?
Well,
the problem now is that they've ruined beauty standards. We all know that.
Also, Avira, the reason to that is because, well, that's because of a movement that it always eats itself.
Like, yeah, it's... Yeah, I don't know. Look, the problem also stemmed when Sony also went headquartered themselves in California and adopted Californian values, not, you know, not Nintendo system. So it's like, you know what?
And if you read it further, it's like in the article, like for the PlayStation 4, it's like, so far Nintendo has kept to their word, only enforcing developers to abide by the regional regulatory rules set up by the ratings board.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, you know, the re-release of the 1995 Sega Saturn game Super Real Mahon PV had a nipple slip in the Nintendo Switch version that didn't comply with Japan's Sero system. Sero and Nintendo informed the developer Mighty Craft about the issue, and they proceeded to fix it. So long as developers abide by the rules of ESRB, PEGI, or Sero, Nintendo won't interfere. Sony, on the other hand, will interfere and is not afraid to ban games even if they don't contain sex, and even if they do abide by the regional ratings board, such as Richard Lewin's Super Seducer, which Sony banned last year from appearing on PlayStation 4 following complaints from feminists.
Oh my god,
there's
why
economic
do they give
consequences
in?
To things like this, too. Like, people don't understand.
Yeah.
The popular opinion or like violent games, like, let's say they went ahead and banned all of the violent video games that are out there. Well, you just killed
Rockstar,
you just killed EA Games, you just killed Activision, you just killed Epic Games. Like, you're putting a lot of companies out of business and the millions of people that work for them.
And all the lot of cash money that we had to waste.
Yeah,
it is.
Go broke.
Yeah.
over something that can be easily controlled, you know?
Mm-hmm. But you know what, just as a little, you know, ending note, no. It's funny, like, Sony has now become the Nintendo of old, and Nintendo has become the Sony of old. And we've literally gone two decades back.
The switch of positions.
Funny how that works, right?
Kind of reminds me of the Democrat and Republican Party in America.
Yeah.
how they totally switched.
Yeah, that's technically not correct.
No, yes, also, well, technically not, but like from a perspective, you know, for people that are not very informed, that's what it would seem like, you know, because the left is the party of now censorship
but,
and
yeah, well,
purity. I'm not going to get into it. Never mind.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Good choice.
I think it's probably Probably I mean, the whole, you know, Sony and Nintendo analogy.
Yeah, actually, but, right now, I just want me some Lucario booty, if you know what I mean.
Well, at least Nintendo's, yeah. Nintendo's just only going to get uppity at you if you run emulators, that's all. But that's neither here nor there. Anyway, I think that's kind of just gone through the course. Our next item of the show shall be...
Tell us.
Well, here you go.
What the fuck?
Sophia Lill. Library collections continue to promote and proliferate whiteness with their very existence.
Huh? Look at that smile. That smile just... can someone make like a doom noise? Like, that's what I'm hearing for that smile.
I mean, look, they could have chosen a less flattering picture for dramatic effect.
She looks like a demon.
Yeah, she looks pretty happy with the existence of libraries.
Now she's just very smug. She's arrogant.
But the thing is, though, it's like the only thing she whined about is freaking library. What's she whining about? Is the concept of library just white? Is the concept of freaking, you know, books?
Is the concept of books white? What? What am I missing?
What says library?
If libraries are a problem, then don't work in a fucking library. It's easy as that.
Her whole position is that she thinks that libraries represent white thought because a lot of the authors happen to be white people.
Right.
That's it.
Precisely.
Now, well, is this not
the thing is, though, is that we're very good at keeping records, though.
This, on the same token.
How racist is this? Imagine if you replaced the word white with black. Like, or anything. I mean, like, this is sick. Why is this allowed to be a
thing? The thing is, like, remember, what about the dingoes as well? Like, if she's complaining about libraries, what about non-white libraries, like the Great Library of Alexandria?
True.
There's a bunch. There's a bunch all over the place. She's complaining that in, I guess, Western civilization, her name is Sophia Leung. I believe she's Asian or something.
Yeah, but
for some reason, she just doesn't like the fact that a lot of authors of books in libraries happen to be white. And that's pretty damn racist, if you ask me.
Like, the thing, it's just the same old, right? Like, and
hating white people is a popular opinion. That's what it comes down to.
People just do that for attention. That's what they want. That's it. I mean, as Dr. Phil would say, narcissistic bitch.
Seriously, this is really messed up. You know, it's going to lead to things like book burnings.
No, this is no. It's a woke. It's just a woke take as well. Like it's indicative as well. Like this kind of carries over, you know, to colleges because they're basically, you know, colleges in the U.S. at least from what I hear have basically made it a popular pastime to basically ban philosophy books from white authors.
Yep.
Oh, really now?
Yeah.
What's this now? Like the Nazi book burning?
No. Like, imagine trying to think, you know, like, imagine trying to teach philosophy from only a very narrow range of authors just because you don't like
Probably be something among the ranges of, like, Karl Marx or something.
Wasn't Karl Marx white?
He's the only white guy that they like.
Right, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets a pass for them. Let that sink in.
I mean, the fact that this is even an article and this woman is not being, you know, ostracized or called out because of it. Now, certainly there
were rather promoted
who were mad at her for this. Thankfully, you know, some people are not completely brain dead. If you read further in the article, there are some tweets that respond to her saying, "Wow, what the hell's wrong with you?" Rightfully so. She's blatantly racist. It's disgusting. It's crazy.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, though, people like these are... This is going to drive people to literally go out there and become archivists.
Like, do tell.
look, the fact
people are hoarding the
it doesn't matter if you went to try and hoard all the hardcovers or all the paperbacks of a certain author or like ebooks.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, here's the thing, though. We're already archiving tweets and information or just opinions that are not so popular. You know, it's just like we're already starting with archiving stuff.
Yeah.
This is more like a destruction of history, though. Destruction of knowledge.
It is. Mm. It is. That's what kind of boils it down as well.
Those who destroy history are condemned to repeat it, just like the Nazi book burning for one.
Yeah. And not to mention, too, that on the same kind of token, you know, they're going to limit, you know, people's access to it because the ideas from authors of the past maybe scare them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just by being on the shelf. They exist.
And she's not banned from Twitter yet. This is mind-blowing.
Hey, but the fact is, Twitter. Though, if she doesn't like to, she doesn't want to work in the library, she can just learn to code.
Well, true. Also, oof.
Big oof.
Mm. But look, look, they forget what the purpose of a library is, you know, to care for, because books there are entrusted to the care of the library for use, for learning, for archival, and well.
Yeah, and a library is a place of reading and learning, not protesting like that guy. This is a library.
I mean, yeah, it's a general preservation of knowledge and history. You know, that's basically the whole idea. And now she's like, oh, well, okay. Oh, one of the things she said in her tweet, actually, she wrote a 6-point article. One of her quotes was, "There are too many white male ideas in these books." Too many white male ideas.
Like who come? What race exclusively holds the monopoly to come up with an idea?
Apparently, white males for some reason. I guess who the hell knows? These people are off their rocker.
They always been.
Boy, I am
fucking bonkers, man.
And we're not the freaking guys who mainly invented everything. I mean, look at the Chinese. They invented everything back in the day. Gunpowder.
Paper. They invented gunpowder.
Masonry. It was block printing. Yeah, block printing they used. So yeah. They were printing things.
Yeah, they also invented the compass, you know, for navigation. They had very, very advanced. But yeah, I mean,
so there you go. So there you go, Liu Feng or whatever your name is.
Yeah, but like all people of different cultures invent certain things that help the greater humanity. Why is it okay to single out white males?
Yeah, exactly.
Problematic. But, you know, like,
so Sophia, Luing, you can basically chill because you have plenty of things to be proud with your Asian heritage.
But the fact is, though, like. Imagine if what she wanted basically just went broke just because they got woke. And a library that exclusively holds no white male authors.
Good luck with that.
So that would basically be like a closet, I'm guessing.
Oof.
A couple little bookshelves here and there, maybe. Maybe some stone tablets. That'd be nice.
I mean, hey, as long as we could basically build a pyramid out of it, sure.
Yeah, why not?
Let's start how, you know, from scratch, how they did in ancient times.
Like, seriously, though, like, who cares what the hell race the person was that wrote a particular book? Like, who the hell cares? Why is she singling out, white male ideas, it's bad. Why?
Mm. Why? But, yeah.
Is she just hateful? Is she just a hateful, terrible, bigoted person? Yeah. Yeah, she is.
Mm-hmm. Oh man!
But at the end of the day, there, like, ooh, oh yeah, we'll get some of the good live comments. Line.
This cabbage trail is delicious.
Racially segregating books.
Yeah,
right. Pretty much. It seems like that's what she wants.
Well, that's a lot asked. Where can I read my comic books? In a library, as long as you don't get chased out for being too loud and says, "This is library,"
or being too white. In that case,
hey, but at least, hey, we're not at the stage, you know, where we, or are we? Like, you know, a comic book library with, you know.
Is it going to come down to the point where, like, we have the black section of the library, the feminist section of the library, the Hispanic side, and all these, like, little segregated places? Like,
no, it's worthless.
Really?
It's worthless.
It's crazy.
Nope. But look, at the end of the day, though, but you know what? Back to the comments. I do want to see a comic book library.
Ooh. Oh, that'd be amazing.
That would be cool.
I would love to read all the Archie Sonic comic books there.
There's a lot. I mean, any comic lover would love that. Believe me, somebody will find that finance it one day.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. But anyway, we've still got, at this stage, that we'll probably move on to the last item of the show. And that is, you'll never guess who's also gone even deeper down the woke train.
Oh dear. I can Netflix. Oh yeah. Dear, Netflix.
Yes.
Chick flicks.
Can we stop calling films chick flicks unless the films are literally about small baby chickens? Here's why this race should absolutely be retired.
Yep, nope, I'm still going to say it.
Netflix, why you do this?
And you're going to like it because you take my money every month, so.
You know what? Why don't you just, you know, just out of thing, just call it a chick flick if they want. If you want to keep taking your money, you gotta let me call it a chick flick. Otherwise, you know what?
Yeah, because then there's also this matter of fact that, I mean, you're trying to limit people, you know, in their vocabulary, but it always happens like the opposite. They just are going to do more and more and more and more.
It's just the stupid stretch of thinking.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what really boggles my mind about this? Who is actually offended by this? Like, why the hell is it a bad thing to say a chick flick? It's such a common term. Like, who's actually gonna, like, cry over this? Like, really? Good lord.
Apparently Netflix.
Yeah.
Apparently Netflix, all right.
Look at this. They literally said, one, chick flicks are synonymous with romantic comedies and suggest that women are the only people interested in, one, romance, two, comedy. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, guess what, though? Chick flicks exist because there are certain movies that are targeted specifically for women. Like the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. You know, that's specifically
Twilight.
For women, right? You know, and if you're a guy, you could enjoy it too, sure. But they do have a target market. That's just how economics works,
every
right?
Movie has that. They have a target audience.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Well,
so can we not call females chicks anymore? Like, should I say strong, independent women flicks?
That doesn't roll off the tongue very,
yeah,
very, very
not,
well.
Not
yeah,
really.
Not sound very well.
But look, I mean, out of protest, though, let's basically create a section called chick flicks and put all those, you know, all the freaking, all the movies like, you know, Sex and the City and Twilight on it as a first category.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But the fact of the matter is, it's just, what, like, but strictly deciding to exclusively call a chick flick about a movie about chickens like Chicken Run or any,
yeah,
you know,
like,
goofy Thanksgiving movie.
Like, no, that's not what it is. That's not what it means. Shut the fuck up, Netflix. You're not trying. You're not going to change culture. All right.
Go home, Netflix. You're drunk.
Yeah, really.
It's not Netflix and chill anymore. It's Netflix and woke.
Yeah.
Netflix and re.
Oh, we got a comment from Shit Mean Tank Post. It says Captain Marvel was a strong, independent whammin' flick. Yes, it was.
Oof.
And you know what, though? Just as a little update to it, though, Brie Larson and Captain Marvel won the most unlikable award, and apparently they applauded it.
Oof.
Wait, that, huh? Yeah, didn't her, like, recent movie totally flop, like, the unicorn thing? Whatever that was, like, she totally failed, and then she's blaming, like, oh, sexist, misogynist trolls that didn't like the movie.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you know what?
But, you know, Netflix has been on this path for quite some time. I'm sure you guys have heard of, like, what was it? Like, something about, like white people or, like, it was basically, like, an anti-white movie or, like, a show that they had. I think it was, like, Answers for White People or something.
Yeah, that ended well, as you can see.
No, it's crazy.
But at the end of the...
Dude, you say that so often. Anyone in the audience, take a shot every time Jolt says that.
Oh, for goodness sake. We'll all be dead.
At the end of the day, y'all be dead by the end of the podcast.
You know what, though? Should we actually mandate a segment for when people say specific phrases as many times?
In what one phrase show? Do I say a lot?
I don't know.
Look, there are specific phrases that I say a lot as well, like that, for example, at the end of the day. I say sour taste a few times here and there. I say...
You say so forth a lot.
And thingo. Thingo's a good one.
Yeah, that I say a lot because I cannot come up with the proper words at certain times.
Oh,
believe me.
That's cute, Jolt.
But you see, when we have something as... When we live in a timeline this crazy and so bizarre that some things just defy explanations, what kind of word do you come up with to describe it?
Right? Yeah, you're so right. Like, we live in freaking clown world at this point. It's so insane. Like, what timeline did we stumble into?
What?
Oh, it's crazy. Netflix, no more chick flicks. Fuck you. What, you're trying to control what I fucking say? Yeah, I don't think so. If it's a chick flick, then that's what it is, all right? Like, it's not sexist, it's not offensive, and if you really want to cry about it, go complain on Twitter.
Well, that's what they did.
See how many people care. I don't.
But all the same token, though, at least. Things like these, you know, just as a last comments. That says, you know, I'd rather torrent and watch my movies instead of getting them for Netflix.
Yeah.
I mean, they want to be this... Netflix wants to be that stupid? Fine, sure. Let them be that stupid. But, yeah. What a show. What a little crazy. But,
crazy world.
At the end of the day. All right, there we go. Take a hit.
Another shot, guys. Uh-oh.
Oh, my goodness. Honestly, if I ever had, like, a drinking game for this.
Well, I've been drinking, all right. Cabot Trail. It's a pretty tasty liquor. Pretty sweet. I use it in bacon every once in a while.
Oh, while we're here, there's a few shower thoughts as well. Do you think that in light of all this, people like us could come up with better ideas when it comes to rebuilding the Notre Dame? Like, way better than freaking people like the Rolling Stone ever will.
I'd put a big furry Raiders, you know, one of those multicolored windows on the hall.
Yeah, I have that stained glass picture, as a matter of fact. It's still here with me.
Oh, yeah, on your Twitter page. Yeah, that's great.
I know, right? I could, in fact, I'd go so far as to show it to you right here, right now. And we'd put it in the centerpiece, and at least it would have, the Notre Dame would still maintain its, you know, Christian soul.
I mean, if I were to rebuild it, I would just want to rebuild it like how it used to look in, like, the 1600s.
It's beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's beautiful.
What?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I just want to mention something really
quick. The fox and the squirrel.
Blue Raptor says, can we make a 2019 meme of political bullcrap? Yes. We pretty much live in clown world. That is the meme, I would say.
Yeah, that's the meme of the year, clown world. It's taken the freaking podium right now for best meme of the year.
I just want to appreciate the gloriousness of that artwork. That is something else.
I know.
It's still going beyond the first place.
One day, if we have whatever means at our disposal, it will turn into reality.
Yes, we shall take over the world.
But I think that's pretty much, despite the fact that we are a bit doing quite well for time. The one at a time. Do you have any little, you know, kind of closing statements just as a just to round out the week that lapsed?
Obey your fennec overlords, peasants.
Is this literally the part where all the fennecs will take you start a fennec supremacist movement, or
do you they not basically hear the screaming?
The small, the screaming, the big ears.
And everybody will basically bow down to the screeching noises they make.
Whee! The big ears.
Anyway, Mikhail, got up anything interesting you come up with?
Well,
oh, it's all right. Like, let's kind of skip you for a moment.
Fascinating.
Nothing for a moment.
Fun. Hey, Vera? Go.
Yeah, but by some miracle, I was able to get this together today with the help of Cross, who is, like I said, my blessed, wonderful savior. Yeah, this is a pretty fun episode. And like I said, in regards to Notre Dame, I really do hope that they can rebuild it and make it better than before. And we, you know, we can't let this be,
the thing about Notre Dame, in my opinion, is that, like, if it can capture the look, it should be good enough. But if you could put, you know, some things that could improve the general structure of it, go for it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you can, like
internal, like, I think maybe what they could do is that they could, make a nice little thing on the outside, but also on the inside, make it structurally stable, like you said. Like, maybe make the foundation stronger. Put better canopies up there.
That's or instead of using wood, maybe use, like, I don't know, metal or something.
Yeah,
or even
polymer, something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of materials.
Like you said, polymer. There are some strong polymers out there.
Yeah.
Well, there is a rebuilding effort, so I really hope that happens. Mm. All right, so I guess as a final word for everyone, for me, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It was definitely interesting making this. And I shall see you not next week, because we will not be on the air, but after that, we will be.
Mm-hmm. We haven't, believe it or not, we're going to be rolling out two in the span of just mere days.
Well, on Sunday, yeah, but it's not like an official, like, podcast, like
semi,
not on the schedule. But
it's off the schedule. But you know what, though, there are just some exceptions that are made, and we make this work.
Indeed,
and
indeed
otherwise, yeah. So the last person I skipped out, of course. You know what, Jill? You know what?
Yes.
Take my line and freaking say it.
I hope you guys enjoyed this as much as I did. I look forward to the next one. So hope to see you guys next time. And until then.
Indeed. Yeah, but just one last reminder, all our episodes can be found on YouTube, Podbean, iTunes, Google Play Store, Stitcher, and we'll be looking forward to putting in more audio services in the meantime, and looking at a new streaming home. So stay tuned, we'll keep you up and afloat, and until then, farewell, and till next time.
Thanks for having us.
Until then.
Okay, thanks, bye.